When reached weeks ago by a North Shore News reporter, West Vancouver Mayor Mark Sager wouldn't confirm information from confidential sources that he was under investigation for workplace bullying and harassment. He instead feigned outrage at the line of questioning and said he wouldn't respond to malicious rumors. In my experience, this is how many politicians respond when questions are raised about their conduct. Deny the allegations vehemently, accuse others of malice, and play the victim card. Sager was simply following the playbook. For the record, for any remaining doubters, the sourced information is true. An appointed lawyer will independently gather evidence and produce a report, even if the mayor still hasn't admitted there is a probe underway. Another playbook move is for the target of the allegation to find out who leaked the information. I later glimpsed Sager's fixation on the leak, the thickness of his skin, and his network of friends. Someone tipped him about an overheard coffee shop conversation, so he texted the person who was talking to me, accused him of making seriously slanderous statements, and demanded he divulge the basis of this information. He added, "Thank you and I hope you are well." Although this publication confirmed the investigation, the sad truth is that it might be as much as readers will ever know. The independent report of the complaint will be provided not to the public, but to counsel. Given Sager enjoys majority counsel support, at least 3, probably 4 of 6 counselors at the moment, its in-camera discussions of findings will likely stay cloaked by majority vote. Unless, I suppose, the mayor is exonerated. British Columbia's laws on workplace investigations are the weakest and least transparent in Canada, an authority told me. A code of conduct is being created for West Vancouver Mayor and Council. But unless complaints can be reviewed independently instead of internally, unless findings can be released publicly, and unless sanctions can be imposed tangibly, the window dressing will permit misbehavior with near impunity. The workplace complaint is part of a larger story unfolding at Municipal Hall. Depending on your perspective, the story is one of good riddance or bad omen. The 2 top public servants are gone and a 3rd senior administrator is on leave. After the departures of the chief administrative officer and the deputy chief, there was no extensive search for replacements, as one might have expected. Instead, the district's top staff position was given to a former police inspector who came out of retirement 6 months ago to be the district's bylaw director. Scott Findlay may well grow into the newly titled and rebranded municipal manager job, but today lacks the scope of knowledge any hiring board would endorse as qualified for the tasks. A skeptic would conclude this makes him exactly the employee the boss wants, rather than one with public priorities placed above political ones. A supporter would conclude this housecleaning is what Sager was elected to do and that he needs a go-to guy instead of a doctor number. Another playbook move. Surprise, surprise, within a day of the complaint's revelation, orchestrated emails and press releases arrived. Supporters and even the district's public service unions were either denouncing the departed public servants, celebrating the shrinking of the staff, or joyous that the mayor was getting things done. Mind you, labor lawyers may soon have a thought or two about the ramifications of these staffing changes. If there are financial settlements to come, it's a myth to call it cost-saving. A common email refrain was that this publication was out to get the mayor. This attack on the press, too, is a standard reflex. Let's be clear. It is crucial to democracy that media assist the public in holding politicians accountable. That function is never personal. In this instance, it is our role to fight for the right to know the nature of this workplace complaint and the result of its investigation. If the mayor is convinced he has done no wrong, he should have no trouble with that, once he admits there has been a complaint, of course. Kirk Lapointe is publisher and executive editor of Business in Vancouver as well as vice president, editorial, Glacier Media Group, the North Shore News parent company. He is also a West Vancouverite.